I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belted and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
He's saying, turn from your wicked ways, repent of your sins. Okay, but it says, but one of division. I'm telling you, he's ready to cut up. He's ready to come in here, that two edged sword, and cut you up in your heart. Didn't he do that when the... when he ministered, every time the word says they sought to kill him. And here's something else. Don't listen to everything you hear. You listen to the Holy Ghost, that fire that's inside of you. You listen. I just want to, do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you? I'm asking you. Do you have that fire of the Holy Ghost? If you don't, you need to get it today. Don't call 911. Let it burn. If it's burning, let it burn. Let the fire just consume everything in your soul that is not of God. Are you in a free-for-all right now in your spirit? Are you getting all uptight? Are you turning red? Are you blowing smoke out your ears because you're ticked off because somebody over the airwaves has pricked your heart at a foul ground? You got a foul heart, ma'am. So I'm telling you, we've got to get it together because we are in the final hours. We are on the final, I'll say this in pun, but the final countdown of the hour. We're in it. We're doing it. It's coming down. Why don't we've got to be preaching this type of conviction, power, word of God, and not hold any punches back. Take off the glove. Let's bare knuckle it, people. Let's give it what it's supposed to give. Deliver what God has called you to deliver. Teach it the way He taught you to teach it.
Let me say this to everybody in this building. The devil doesn't care if you go to church. The devil goes to church. This is going to be a shocking statement, but hell will be greatly populated with Sunday morning churchgoers. You may not like this, but I'm not here tonight running a popularity contest, and I truly do want you to approve and like me, but even at that, I must obey God. Hell is going to be populated with Sunday morning churchgoers that have religion in their head and no reality in their heart. They are losing some kind of feeling.
Thank you, everybody, for being here today. This is Revival of Fire, Pastor Mike. I'm glad everybody to be here over here at the Fire of the Holy Ghost Network over here on Spreaker. I thank you, everybody, for stopping in. I tell you, it's a beautiful day in the Lord. This here is June the 10th, 2012, broadcasting out of Southwest Missouri in Webb City, Missouri. I tell you, it is a privilege and an honor and wonderful to be with you folks here today over on Spreaker, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else that is being brought forth this broadcast. I believe it's over there at SoundMix. I believe it's being broadcasted over there. Thanking everybody for tuning in to Fire of the Holy Ghost Network. It is, like I say, it's a privilege and an honor, and greetings and salutations from our Lord Jesus Christ and to all the people that are out here listening throughout the world. And if you would, today we are going to be talking about being a friend of God or what? What are you? Are you considered a friend of God? Are you considered an acquaintance of God? That is what the question that is being asked today. And we would please bow your heads. We're going to open up with a moment of prayer. Father God, we just come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We just ask that your Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Ghost, would come in the hearts of the people and change their hearts, prick their hearts unto righteousness, to convict them of the sins that they are doing, Father God, so they can get into the right standings with you, Father God, and become a friend of God, become your friend, not just an acquaintance. In Jesus' name, amen. How many people today out here have known people and you think they're your friends, but when the heat gets on and something goes on in your life, there's nobody around. Everybody's gone. Well, a true friend is one that you've been spending intimate relationships with, not sexual, but spending time together, talking. It could be a spouse of the opposite sex. You know, to have a good marriage, you have to have communication. You have to have time spent together. This is what's so important. So we're going to go over here, and I'm going to read you the definition of a friendship. It's an attachment to a person proceeding from intimate acquaintance and a reciprocation of kind offices, or from a favorable opinion of the admirable and respectable qualities of his mind. A true friend is a noble and vigorous attachment springing from a pure source, a respect for admirable qualities. Can there be no friendship without confidence, and no confidence without integrity? This is what we're talking about here today, folks, is having confidence in your friend, somebody that you can come in contact with. And what it's talking about over here in James chapter 2, verse 23 states, "And the scriptures was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed into him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." Righteousness means holiness, folks. That means right standing before God. That means he was doing what God had instructed Abraham to do. He didn't question God. He didn't say, well, what about that? What about this? I think I need to go do that. No, he just said, yes, yes, God, I will go do that. Every time God asked Abraham to do something, he acted on it. He did it. He acted on his word. And it says, and he was called the friend of God. Again, are you a friend of God or what are you? What is what it's talking about here in the scriptures? And the scriptures was fulfilled means in Genesis 15:6 states, and he believed in God and he counted it to him for righteousness. See here again. Do you folks, that's the question that I'm asking out here today, do you, individuals that are listening throughout the world, do you believe in the Lord God? Do you believe in him? You should. It says right here, which speaks of Abraham's faith. Do you have the faith in believing in God that he is going to take care of you no matter what the situation arises? That is true faith. That is true friendship, knowing that God will not leave you in checkmate. And what I mean by that, folks, is he will have another move. The enemy, the devil, has no power only when you give him the power by speaking doubt and unbelief and not standing on God's word. The enemy here, the devil, is only here to try your faith. That's all he is instructed to do, is to try your faith. You're the ones, folks, that give him the power by not believing in God's word and not carrying it out by faith. And then if you do not do that, you're not considered a friend of God. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. Romans 4:3 states, For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him unto righteousness. And it showed that Abraham was justified before he wrought his works, and therefore that could not be the cause of the matter of his justification, but only an effect and evidence of it. His justification was a faith, or what subject which his faith regarded, and to do with what was his justifying righteousness. And he was called a friend of God, because over here in 2 Chronicles 27:20, verse 7 says, Art not thou our God, who doest drive out of the inhabitants of the land before the people Israel, and givest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? See, God is giving, he will give you things, and it'll last forever. A true friend will give you things, and it'll last forever, folks. God's not an Indian giver. He's not going to take it and then take it back and back and forth. God called him by his grace and blessed him with spiritual blessing and increased him with increaseness of God's faith, of God's word working through him. God, it said, favor him. God favored him with near communion with him and honored him with his characters and distinguished him by peculiar marks of his favor and reckoned his enemies and friends as his own. Genesis 12:8 states, Abraham, on the other hand, loved God and showed himself friendly to him, trusted in him, and believed every word of his word that he spoke. 12:8 of Genesis states, and he removed then henceforth into a mountain on the east of Belial, and pitched his tent, having Belial to the west, and Hai to the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And it says, compiled with his will, and not only yielded a cheerful obedience to his command, but enjoyed his children after him to observe them. Let me ask you this. Do you have a good attitude of obedience to God's command when God commands you to do something? If you do, then you are a true friend of God and you are doing what he's called you to do. You know, we're going to step it up here in over on Luke. Jesus is God in the flesh that walked upon amongst the men here upon his earth. What over here in John 1 states, and I say unto you, my friends, this is Luke 12:4, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. Folks, we have got to be about the Father's business. We have got to be doing his things that he's called us to do. Are you a friend of God? Are you a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because if you're a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ and he's befriended you because you befriended him, then you are his. You have made him the Lord over your life. There's a lot of dinglings that are calling themselves Christians out here today that just go through the motions and say what they want to say and do what they want to do, but are really, they're not considered a friend of God. is a friendship, is time spent together. And with the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, come into a secret place. This is where we're supposed to come with the Lord, into our secret place, just one-on-one, sitting down, spending time together, being intimate with each other in fellowship, getting to know every single crack and crevice of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's so much to learn, folks, in such short time to be here upon this earth. Well, Revival Fire, you say what you just said, that we've got all this time. No, I'm just saying, folks, we have got to spend our time here upon the earth, that it is be our last day. We don't know when our time is going to be up. It says in the Word that a life is nothing but a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. Just because you know, a lot of people last night did not wake up. There's people that in the next 10 minutes are going to fall over dead. We don't know when your time's up, folks. You just take it for granted because we are locked on a time clock here upon this earth, upon the things of this earth and this earth only. It's us that is held to a time frame. God is an eternal God. He has no time. Yes, I know, just in pun saying, you know, I like to sometimes mail God a Timex watch. But that's not in reality. The reality is we have got to live each and every day and moment as our last. Are you out telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you about the Father's business? Or are you about your business? That is what it's all about. And like I said, we'll go back to that scripture here in closing. Luke 12:4. And I say unto you, my friend, this is Jesus saying this, be not afraid of them that kill the body. That means put you to death. But after that, have no more that they can do. Because you know that it is time that we can go down and be with the Lord in heaven. It's not being down, going to hell. I mean, we're just being in our secret place with Him and being the things that He's called us to be, folks. John 15:13 says, greater love that no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. That's what Jesus did when He went to the cross, folks. It is about a relationship. He paid the price that you and I could not pay. He paid the ultimate price of death, that He came, died, and He was resurrected on the third day. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and ye also love one another. Folks, we have got to start loving on one another and loving on the people that are out here that need this true love. Not love that we just throw together to say, oh, I love you. No, you've got to, love is an action word. Folks, love is an action word, a doer. You got to be a doer of the Word of God. If I say I love you, I have got to show you in some fashion that I do love you. By spending time, by doing this or doing that, that as the Lord says to do. You know, it's not about my four or no more. It's about reaching out to people. And again, folks, I just thank you so much for letting me come into your midst today for the music that we had in the intro. And we are going to go out here in a minute. And Father God, we would just bow your heads. Father God, I just thank you that your word, Father, would be brought out in a mighty way to the people, guide and direct them each and every day, that they would get into the secret place with you, Father God, and they would seek you out so that they can become a true friend of yours, Father. That is what I'm after, being a true friend of yours. And I just thank you, Lord God, for everything you're doing in each and every one of everybody's lives, in Jesus' blessed name. And bless the people in a mighty way, Father God, financially and spiritually and in all health. And I thank you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. God bless, people. We'll catch you. If we don't catch you on another broadcast over here on Spreaker, if I don't do that, we'll see you again on the other side. And it'll be in heaven. I can guarantee you that for the ones that are being the doer of the word and is a true friend. Not a friend or what. You know, you're not going to be the what. You've got to be a true friend. So God bless.
Special thanks to the listeners of this broadcast in the archives and live. Our websites of this network is www.fireoftheholyghost.com. Evangelist Michael Parker, which is on the network, is a true man of God ministering about the end times in which we and are entering into each and every day. He put scriptures showing where we are at in these times. His website is www.prophecies.com, and his broadcasting pages are www.justintv/mparker469 and www.blogtalkradio.com/prophecies.com. I'm your host, Revival Fire, and I minister the truth of the Word of God to the people. Souls to the King, into the kingdom of God is what we all are about. My website is www.consumingfireradio.com, and my broadcast pages are www.justintv/consuming_fire and www.blogtalkradio.com/revivalfire. Again, I thank you all for listening to these broadcasts, and please support the ministries of Michael Parker and myself by listening and watching and letting the Holy Ghost do His work in you. It is all about Jesus Christ. Love you guys. See you later in the chat room. And if not, we'll see you over on the other side. God bless. Blessings and salutations to each and every one of you. God be with you. Godspeed be with you all. And we'll see you later. Just stay tuned and be with us. God bless. I don't have